Hey, I brought you I just have to be honest with you. I didn't really come to drop you off some snacks. I mean, you know. Yeah. Yeah, I can come in. Thank you. It's kind of cold out. Do you want me to close the... Okay. Can I set this down? Thank you. Look, I know we haven't been friends very long, but I think you know by now that I'm a pretty straightforward person, so it was really stupid of me to come under the guise of bringing you snacks. I feel stupid. Okay, I'm just gonna spit it out. I noticed that you've been being kind of weird the last few days, and I figured, you know, I don't know, I figured it wasn't a big deal and you would just snap out of it, but I was talking to our friends and they told me something. And what did they tell me? Is that your car going off? Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I see your neighbor coming out. Anyway, I'm kind of embarrassed because you have to know I really wasn't trying to pry, like, into your life. Like, if you hadn't told me, I figured there's a reason for that. I really wasn't trying to get into your business or anything. Yeah, you're right. I was talking to our friends and they told me the reason you've been so down is because your ex has a new boyfriend. Is that... Yeah. Well, there was something else they told me too. They told me that that you guys were together for a long time and that she didn't exactly treat you very nicely. Oh, don't. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to make you. Please don't cry. I can tell, I can see that you're kind of tearing up. I'm so sorry. I shouldn't. Come here. Come here. Just. It's okay. Look, I am. They didn't tell me everything, but they told me enough, and do you want to, I really like hugging you right now, but do you want to sit down? I kind of have something to tell you. Yeah, let's. Sit down. No, you can sit next to me. It's fine. Please, yeah, sit next to me. Do you want me to sit by you? This is your house. Okay, well, as long as you're okay with it. But, I... Look at you. Here, let me get that tear. Look at you. I know that it's a hard thing to think about. I know that it's even like the slightest reminder just kind of jogs your whole fucking shit up. I know. And that's... How do I know? That's kind of what I wanted to tell you. Before we became friends, well, a few years before we became friends, I was going out with this guy, and I wouldn't even really call it going out, because he kind of hid me away, and I could never understand why. I couldn't meet his friends, and I couldn't talk to his family, and I couldn't go out places with him that were, you know, close to the house and local and close to where we lived. I never understood why we had to go so far just to go eat somewhere, and I think in the back of my head I knew, and I just wanted to ignore it. But anyways, I'm going on a tangent. I was with him for about 3 years, and it wasn't an easy thing to go through. I never understood, and I think I know that in the back of my head I knew, but I just kind of refused to let myself believe it, because I've just tried my hardest. I tried to be so good and loving and accommodating in every way that I could, and I just didn't understand. And I thought that maybe if I kept trying and if I kept showing him how much he meant to me, that he would just one day stop treating me the way he was treating me. And the reason I'm telling you this is because I just want to let you know that I know how it feels, because I went through it too. And I know that you feel so strange right now that your ex has a boyfriend, and you're wondering, like, am I really jealous? And if I'm jealous, why am I jealous? This person treated me horribly. And I know that it's so confusing, but I just want you to know that there is absolutely nothing wrong with feeling the way you feel. I think it's pretty normal, based on what I've felt and what people that I've spoken to who've gone through similar situations felt. Things that I've read and all kinds of books, and it's a normal thing to feel confused about this all, you know. It's a normal thing to... I know it doesn't feel normal, but I promise you it is. Closure. Yeah, I know. How long has it been? Almost a little over a year, okay. Well, I'm not comparing myself to you. Everybody is different. But for me, it's been almost 3 years. It'll be 3 years in a couple months. And I'm still picking up the pieces. You know how that one time a couple months ago you called me, like, in the middle of the night? It was like 2 a.m. and it was an accident. You were trying to get a hold of your mom and you were like, why are you even answering the phone right now? He would do this thing where he would call me in the middle of the night, and if I didn't answer, he would just assume that I was doing something with somebody else. If I didn't answer the phone, it was because I had to be having sex with somebody else, or I had to be seeing somebody else, or I had to be up to no good. And he would punish me by just being so mean to me and calling me names and saying that, you know, I'm a whore and all kinds of stuff. We don't need to get into it. But so I developed this habit that I keep the ringer on at night. And I just kicked it maybe a week ago, a couple weeks ago. I lied. Maybe it's been a couple months. Time just kind of bunches all together. For me, anyway. It's been a couple months since I finally kicked that habit. And I'm telling you this because it's been a few years and I'm still picking up the pieces. And I'm telling you this because it's not gonna be easy. It's not gonna be easy to deal with these feelings and to deal with all this bullshit, and it's really confusing. I'm not gonna lie to you, and it's hard. It's gonna probably be the hardest thing that you've ever had to do. I'm sorry. I know I'm. Yeah. I didn't mean to get all teary on you. I feel stupid. Actually, no, I don't feel stupid, because it's okay to cry and it's okay to let it out, and I want you to know that too. But anyway, what I was saying was, it's probably going to be the hardest thing that you ever have to do. But I want you to know that you can get through it, because you have the support of your friends who love you. And even though they may not understand what you're going through, they're there for you. And I know this because they were so concerned when they told me. And I'm going to be there for you. Every step of the way, I'm going to be there for you. Because that's... What do you mean, why am I... Why would I care like that? Because I'm your friend. I'm your friend, and I know I know we've known each other less than a year, but I care about you. I care about you a lot, and... Oh god, this is not the time. Huh? I was gonna say something, but this isn't the right time to say it. I was gonna say, I care about you as a friend, and I think I care about you as more than a friend. I didn't want to say it. I didn't want to say it. This is not the time, and I fucking swear, I didn't come here for this. I didn't come here to tell you this. I really came here to be here as a friend. Why'd you do that? Do you really feel the same, or are you just saying that? Well, I mean, that does... Of course it makes me happy, but I just... I didn't come here with that intention. You know, I really came here to support you. I'm not trying to take advantage of the situation at all. I just wanted you to know that I'm here for you. I'm here for you. Anything you may need, anytime you want to call me, because you're feeling some type of way about something, you call me and I'll be there. Because like I said, this shit is so confusing. And I know what it's like to just grapple with those feelings of what did I do to deserve that, when all I wanted to do was just to be loved, was to be wanted and cared about. And I don't know what goes through your head exactly, but I know it's harder for you in a sense. Because people think that, you know, this kind of thing only happens to women. And it's not like that at all. It happens to everyone. anybody can be hurt like this. Anybody can be emotionally hurt and manipulated. Anybody can go through it. And I just want you to know that you're not alone. And I know, well, I have an idea of the kinds of thoughts that are just constantly running through your head, and I know what it's like to not be able to sleep at night because these things just keep you up, and to make it worse, you're wondering why. Why do I miss somebody that treated me like fucking garbage? And I promise one day you're gonna kick it and you're gonna realize how valuable you are and how much you mean to everyone around you, and you're gonna forget what this even, well, no, I take that back. You're never gonna forget what this felt like, but you're gonna forget that you ever felt this way, or at least you won't think about it every single day. I promise you, one day it's gonna be better. You're gonna look back at this time and you're going to be so happy that you got out of a relationship like that, because it's not easy to get out of a relationship like that. It's really hard. It's really difficult. And look at you. You did it. And you're here. And you're thriving. And I know sometimes it doesn't feel like you're thriving. Sometimes it feels like you're just the biggest piece of shit, but look at you. You're not. You're thriving. You're here, and you're not dealing with that bullshit you were dealing with from somebody who's not worth your energy or your time or all the love that you have to give, because you have so much love to give. I've seen you, how you are with everyone around you, and how much light you bring into their lives, and it's just not an easy thing to break free, and you did it, and you're here, and I know that it doesn't feel like anything, but it's big, and one day you're gonna see that, and until you see that, until that day comes, I'm gonna be here for you every step of the way, and so are our other friends. We're all gonna be here for you. Okay. Come here. Come here. Come here. Let me hold you. I know it's gonna be okay. It's gonna be just fine. I brought you jelly beans, by the way. Just the package with the pinks and reds. I know you like the red colors. I feel so stupid. Come here. Come here. Just put your head on my shoulder and let me hold you. Because it's all gonna be okay. I promise. It's all gonna be okay. And until it's okay, I'm gonna be here. We're all gonna be here.